From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, deadly blast at a Pakistani mosque. Authorities in Pakistan say a powerful bomb ripped through a crowded Shiite Muslim mosque on Friday, killing at least 58 worshippers. Ayaz Gul has details.
Pakistani police say the bomb went off in a central mosque for the minority Shiite community in Shikarpur, around 470 kilometers north of Karachi, when hundreds of worshippers were busy offering Friday prayers. Rescue workers say a portion of the building collapsed because of the intense explosion, trapping many of the victims under the rubble. This was the second attack against a Shiite place of worship in Pakistan this month. A splinter faction of the outlawed Pakistani Taliban, called Jundullah, has claimed responsibility for Friday's deadly assault. Ayaz Gul, Islamabad.
Negotiations with the Islamic State militants in an attempt to save the lives of a Japanese journalist and a Jordanian military pilot are at an apparent standstill today. Militants had threatened to kill the two if Jordan did not release an Iraqi woman who was on death row for her role in a deadly 2005 bombing in Amman. The Washington Post newspaper says the spy agencies of the United States and Israel worked together in February 2008 to kill a senior Hezbollah commander in Damascus. Story posted on the newspaper's website said Imam Munia was killed instantly by a bomb blast that was triggered remotely from Tel Aviv by Mossad agents who were in communication with CIA spotters tracking Munia's movements. Newspaper said at the time of his death he had been implicated in a string of killings of hundreds of Americans, including eight CIA officers. This is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors have charged a third American citizen in connection with last month's attempted coup in Gambia. 41-year-old U.S. resident with Gambian citizenship is charged with conspiring to invade a friendly country in an attempt to overthrow President Yahya Jammeh's government. African Union called Friday for a regional five-nation force of 7,500 troops to defeat the horrendous rise of Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militants. The call for collective action came as leaders of the 54-member bloc opened a two-day annual summit in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. The AU leaders are also discussing the economic recovery of countries affected by the Ebola outbreak. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke to the assembled leaders.
We are seeing clear signs of progress. I urge the international community to commit more resources at this critical time. This outbreak shows the risk that fragile health system pose for our interconnected world.
The worst outbreak of Ebola in history has seen nearly 9,000 deaths in a year, almost all of them in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. Fierce fighting continued Friday in a strategic town in eastern Ukraine as a new round of peace talks between Kiev and Russia-backed separatists failed to materialize. Ukrainian authorities say seven civilians were killed Friday by rebels shelling the government-held town of Debaltseve, a rail junction that connects two rebel centers. Witnesses say Ukrainian troops and pro-Russian rebels exchanged tank and artillery fire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will be traveling to Ukraine next week to show U.S. support for the government as Ukrainian troops fight pro-Russian separatists in the east. State Department spokesperson Jennifer Psaki.
He was in Ukraine about a year ago. Obviously, we remain steadfast supporters of Ukraine. We've provided them a range of security assistance, a range of economic assistance. I expect he'll talk with them about the progress they've made and need to continue to make over the coming months. He'll meet, as I mentioned, with a range of officials and also talk about how we can continue to work together to de-escalate the situation on the ground.
And there has been speculation that Secretary Kerry might travel to Moscow during the trip, becoming the most senior U.S. official to visit Russia since the start of the Ukraine crisis last year. And Greece's new left-wing government won an open dispute on Friday with its European bailout creditors regarding the country's bailout conditions and rejecting new loans offered for February. And Serena Williams is the 2015 Australian Open Women's Champion.
That's the latest world news from VOA.